This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for having us tuned in here today on your radio dial. You've tuned in to hear a word from the Lord today. I pray you won't be disappointed, because we know where God speaks, He's always broadcasting if you tune in to His frequency. This is why if I ever owned a radio station, I always used to tell Ray all the time, I says, I'm just dying to get my hands on this WGOD. I'd love to have this call letters. Unfortunately, only one station can have it, WGOD Radio, where God is always broadcasting. All we need to do is tune into His Word. Remember, the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We're tuning in today. We're going to hear something. I just preached on Sunday, just this past Sunday, a couple days ago, the 11th of December, as I'm going, working through this great Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I just realized, I've been talking in our church that, you know, they just don't write songs anymore like they used to. Some of the great theology, as we were singing that song, the third or fourth verse, when you go through that, I'm like, man, I could have had a whole series to last a month on the lyrics of just one song. So I wanted to preach that. And once we get to the lyrics, God and sinners reconciled, that's enough for one sermon. That's what we're going to hear today. Again, from last Sunday. For more info on this ministry, I encourage you to go check out WGODradio.com. My email address, if you'd like to write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let's see, what else is going on at the church? Wednesday night, we are in Revelation chapter 5. Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, Island is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet twice on Sundays at 10:30 a.m., 6 o'clock at night. Wednesday nights for Bible study, 6 to 7:15. So those are some of the things going on. The website, the church website, islandcommunitychurch.com. .net. A lot of info on there on what some of the upcoming sermons are. Our statement of faith is on there, what we believe. And okay, so let's get into the word now again. Part two, this will play again. This will play here today, Wednesday, and tomorrow. And we'll probably be back in our ongoing study in the Revelation here on the radio. We're in chapter three. We'll pick it up there on Friday, here today and tomorrow. Think about this. God and sinners reconciled. This is the true meaning of Christmas. God and sinners reconciled. Enjoy today's message.
On earth, peace, goodwill towards men. And if your Bible doesn't read that way, goodwill towards men, I'll give you another Bible after the service. I know. Go ahead. Come on, Melissa. I know your Bible doesn't read that way. All because of one little letter. The letter S is off the word eudokia. It's got eudokia S on it. It's missing an S. And that changes the whole meaning of that. All because of one little letter is missing. Eudokia. Goodwill. On earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild And then he says, God and sinner reconciled. And that's the main point of what I want to look at here today. God and sinner reconciled. This comes from the songwriter took that from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Starting in verse 17. Says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. You see, this is what the angels were celebrating. That this blessed event was about to take place. God and sinners reconciled. Church, this is the great message of Christmas. God and sinners reconciled. That's what Christmas is. Finally, after all this time, God and sinners reconciled once again, just like it used to be. Back in the garden, when man was immortal and would never have died, God and sinners reconcile. 2 Corinthians again, 5:18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself, the text says, through Jesus Christ. Okay, now what does the word reconcile mean? Well, when I think of reconcile, I'm old enough to think of reconciling my checkbook. At least I used to do that. Now I get an email every day from my bank with my bank account balance and all my transactions. But to reconcile something was to square something. I need to square the truth of my bank statements, which do not lie, along with the various indiscretions in my checkbook, which seems to always fall short. A square. Now, Carol used to build houses. You know what a square is? It's a T-square, right? It never lies. That's what God does. But I have to take my error-filled ledger of my mistakes and make it right using God's perfect standard, his square. And that's what God has done with us. He has reconciled you back to him through his Son, Jesus Christ. And now you and God are united once again. And that is good news. You're reconciled back to God. Your soul has been reconciled against God's perfect standard. Now, the word reconcile, it's a compound word. The word is alasso, A-L-L-A-S-S-O. Alasso means to change. Kata means you bring this into it. You see, in Greek, anytime you add a preposition to a word, it makes it emphatic. A lasso means to change. Catalasso means to change big time. That's what the word means. A lasso, to change. Catalasso means there's been a big change that's gone on. To reconcile. Your relationship with God has been changed drastically. Big time. That's what this word means in this original language. Here are a few English definitions from dictionary.com. 6 of them. To win over, to friendliness. To cause to become amicable. To reconcile hostile persons. That's you, by the way. to settle, like a quarrel or a dispute. Number five, to bring into agreement or harmony. And number six, to reconcile accounts. I love these definitions. Number one, to win over to friendliness. Not by you, but by him. Because he loves you that much. Because of Jesus, your relationship with God has been changed. And it's been changed big time. It's what this Greek word means. God has used the sledgehammer on your sins. And he's fixed your broken relationship with him. And the animosity that sin creates, God has obliterated. That's what it means to be reconciled back to God. You and God had a serious problem, a sin problem. And the Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. He's balanced his checkbook. He has squared you and him. You've been squared with God. If you've received him as your Lord and Savior, have you done that? Have you made peace with him yet? Or are you, that's like the number one reasons for divorce in this country. You know what it is? Irreconcilable differences. God wants to change that. Let's move forward here. To win over to friendliness. To cause to become amicable. That is, friends. We sang the song. Maybe you're wondering, why did he pick out that song at Christmas? I am a friend of God. Just like Abraham, so are you, a friend of God. If you've been reconciled back to God, you are God's friend. We reverence him and worship him and fear him, but we're still his friend. That's how he regards you. That's how he regarded Abraham. A friend of God. Made possible because God and sinner, that was you, have been reconciled. Your relationship with God has been changed big time. The word also means to settle. And Jesus settled everything at the cross, where our Lord said, "It is finished." I'm not one that's real big on Christmas. I'm more big on the cross and Resurrection Day. But we stop here this time of year and remember, God and sinner reconcile. Christmas is God reconciling you back to him through Jesus Christ. Indeed, a dispute has been settled. And that is, how can a holy and righteous God allow sinners into his presence? I said, how can a holy and righteous God allow sinners into his presence?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.